Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Mona Endre. She is an author, copywriter, writer, top 100 humor blogger. Mona, welcome to our podcast.
I'm so happy to be here, Christopher.
So as I was saying to you, I really appreciate and applaud writers because, as I was saying, there's a lot of pain in good writing, and I don't think people realized how challenging it is. And in your case, you're not just a writer and author, but you also ghostwrite, so it's even more challenging because you have to capture someone else's heart and spirit and story. So I always love the backstory, the origin story. Like, when did you realize that you had some level of gift as a writer?
I'm going to go back to when I was in high school, and it was actually my mother. My math teacher called my mother to tell her that I was going to fail math. And I'll never forget this because this teacher, she was very strict. She could just look at the classroom and the classroom would kind of shiver. And I remember my mother very indignantly saying, "Mona is not failing math because she's dumb. She's failing math because she is a writer." And I remember stopping in my tracks and thinking, "Yeah, Mom."
And what did this teacher say in response to that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is that the memory for, or the fear of math for me stopped right there. Now it was like, after that, it was like, okay, so my math is broken. I can deal with it. I'll just work with words.
You know, I wish everyone had a mother like that because, again, unfortunately, in my case, my teacher's like, "Christopher, shut up." And she wouldn't say shut up, but she's like, "You're talking too much." Or I had a reading disability. So unlike your mother who vouched for you, these teachers told me, "You're not only talking too much, so you shouldn't be talking, and you're also stupid." You know, and that's implied,
amazing.
By the way, right?
Yeah. So, and teachers don't, well, some teachers, not all teachers, but that teacher obviously didn't realize the impact that she was having on you, even though it was like an innocent, you know,
I was just probably ADHD kid that just had a lot to talk. But again, I don't fault her because she has to maintain a class. But really, my first memory, literally, you remember your mother holding up your dignity, and I remember my teachers every day punishing me for talking.
And here you are. That's your profession now.
Well, exactly.
It's ironic.
And not only that, I help and train other speakers, literally hundreds of them around the world, to share their voice. But that's the beauty, because again, I share this story also because you wrote a book called Superwoman, a funny and reflective look at single motherhood, where again, you had this awesome mother and you wrote a book about yourself. So let's talk about that book.
Sure. So when I was a young single mother, I was struggling, had a hard time, and often, and this is before social media, I felt alone. I knew at the time that I wasn't going to be going through this for nothing. So the whole message behind the book is, one, you are not alone. And two, I find that, or have found that a lot of times, especially single mothers, they define themselves by their status. So the book is about laughing at yourself, laughing at myself, but it's also about reminding people of who they are. Yes, you're a single mother, but the saddest thing in the world is forgotten potential. So remember who you are, not just what you are.
And I'm going to also break down for our listeners how awesome a writer you are, because for instance, first of all, Superwoman, great title. It pulls people in. It's superhero. It's all related to good stuff. But then anyone single mother, that's like called alliteration, where the S sounds, which is amazing. Then you have funny and reflective, which are like contrasting things and a look at single motherhood. So you never really think about, oh, single motherhood is about funny, but there's so much that's in your title that I want our listeners to know how majestically written that is, because again, as a fellow writer, it takes so much time to think about the title and what you want to share, and does it capture your heart? So kudos to you for really writing a title that really captures the book itself.
Thank you. And that the title actually only came in at the end. Originally the title was going to be called Live Like a Ninja.
That's cool too though.
Yeah, I guess, but it just, I don't know, my publisher was like, "Yeah, no, maybe we'll work on that." And she was like, "What's the book about?" And that's when I said, "Oh, it's a kind of a funny and reflective look at single motherhood." And she goes, That's it.
That's why you need editors too in your life. And
yes.
Because it's all about, and this is for the listeners to know, don't be married to your ideas, because if it's going to be commercial, it's going to be business. You really have to have someone that has virgin ears or eyes, because that when they hear it, especially if they're professionals, they'll tell you flat out, because it really is about that feel. And again, when I read this, I'm like, ooh, that's a great title, you know?
Oh, thank you.
So let's talk about the actual book. So this whole funny and reflective, and why you chose to call it Superwoman. I love my mother. She's not here with us now, but she really is she's the person of why I am who I am or ever will be. So for you, talk about why you chose to call it Superwoman.
Well, when I was young and single and my kids were young, especially, I felt like a superwoman in that I'd be tired at the end of the day, and then I still have laundry to do. I'd still have, you know, the homework to do and everything else. You just feel like you're always, 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 always overcoming obstacles or challenges. So at the end of the day, you're exhausted. It's a good exhausted, but it's also, I can't do another single thing anymore.
And yet you have to do that for 18 years. That's
yeah, exactly.
And depending on how many kids you have. And like I said, I am very, 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 I don't know if I should say ashamed, but like, I never really appreciate how important and how much time a person as a mother spent. So when I would hear, oh, they're a homemaker, I'm like, whatever. And then when I got in my early 20s and I started living on my own, I'm like, oh my gosh, like all the things that my mother did for me that I took for granted, it's ridiculous. And then when I have family and friends that have kids, it's like, whoa, it's like they are superwomen and supermen as mothers and fathers. Now, in terms of the actual core message of your book, when you talk about funny and reflective, what are some lessons that you hope that your readers really learn from you?
Oh my God. So there's so many. There's one, like I mentioned, don't define yourself by your status. Two, you are good enough. One of my, I'm going to call it biggest regrets, was when my kids were younger, I so wanted to be part of the family. I wanted to have like the, you know, not be like a three-legged bar stool that's flimsy. I wanted a four-legged bar stool where it's like, you know, daddy's legs and mommy's legs, and we're supporting each other. And I felt like my girls and I were just not a family.
So you had two girls?
I have four kids. I had two girls. And then 10 years later, I had two more kids. Mm-hmm. So two families, and bad choices on my part. I mean, the first father didn't help at all. Second father, awesome person, just awesome. You know, he's been there, whatever. But I wanted, so that was my, like I said, my regret. I wanted to be a family unit. I didn't realize that, hey, we were a family unit. I was the pole. I was the, you know, some days I felt like the big pillar of strength. Other days I felt like the pole that the dog came and peed on, but it was always me.
Is that the funny part of your book?
that I don't even know. I don't even remember if that's in the book. Yeah. to be honest.
So I'm curious, the way that you just mentioned the whole three-legged stool, it was a four. That's the first time I heard that. Do you feel a lot of mothers feel that way?
Oh yes. Single mothers? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've also through writing the book, it's my story, but I also interviewed other single mothers, and I have profile pieces of other single mothers around North America in there. And a lot of them feel that way.
Interesting.
I think it's a universal feeling. Absolutely.
Interesting. Well, I really appreciate you being here, Mona. In terms of writing, since you are such a masterful writer, do you have any specific advice? Because a lot of people don't necessarily think they're creative or they think they're writers, but what do you think, whether a teacher told you, a book you read, or just from your own experience, what do you think that a person listening can learn from you relative to what's some of the basic things you can share with them on next step to be a better writer?
Read a lot, write a lot. I find that a lot of people, I get a lot of messages from people, aspiring writers especially, that ask me advice or, you know, what can I do to improve my writing? Read a lot, write a lot. And everything you write, the first draft is always going to be crappy. Always. Just get the thoughts out and then go back and organize it, fix it, put in, you know, take out the cliches, because those are going to come in automatically. Try to find a different way of saying something. That's how you find your voice.
That's awesome. Mona, thank you so much for your time. How can our guests connect with you and read your book?
So my book is on Amazon. As you mentioned, Superwoman, A Funny and Reflective Look at Single Motherhood. And you can find me on LinkedIn, Mona Andre. And I have, my personal blog is moxiedude.com.
Wait, can you say that your blog again?
Moxiedude.com. MOX as in x-ray, IE-DUDE.com.
Nice. That's what I thought you said. I want to make sure. Okay, Mona, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.